After 9 days on the run, New York attorney and NORAD publicity director Martin Galvin surfaced this week in Dublin. Galvin hadn't been seen in public since he spoke at an Ulster rally August 12th. British authorities had banned him from the troubled province because of his backing of the outlawed IRA. Police charged the rally trying to arrest him. One man was killed, 20 other people wounded by the officers' plastic bullets. On Tuesday, Galvin insisted he had not provoked the violence.
I myself had no weapon, no plastic bullet gun. I did not intend violence against anybody. I did not intend to murder anyone. I did not intend or take any actions to see that anyone was injured. I engaged in an act of civil disobedience against British terrorism. The British are entirely responsible. The British government is the one who authorized that attack at the highest level, had special squads of the RUC there who intended to attack and to injure innocent men, women, and children, and they are the ones who are entirely culpable for the murder of Sean Dennis.
Galvin said he disguised himself after the rally and fled south into the Irish Republic.
I did change the color of my hair. That was the only difficulty I had. The one thing that I would change, if I come again, I'm going to get somebody who knows how to do dyes a little bit better, and I'm not going to submit to a permanent.
Meanwhile, in Belfast, an emergency debate in the Northern Ireland Assembly called to discuss violence at the rally broke up after only 30 minutes. Almost all of those attending the session were Protestants. Roman Catholic legislators have been boycotting the Assembly for months. The debate centered on the actions of the Royal Ulster Constabulary.
It's not a garden picnic you're at. You know, the IRA are not nice people with nice methods. They've committed the most barbarous of crimes, and they're there to murder the RUC.
What we witnessed Sunday week ago does cause us some concern about the police behaviour which was put into use in that particular day, and we think that sort of behaviour does undermine the rule of law.